After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Jordan Sparks,
2 Chainz,
huh? Oh, no, he don't do that. That's the Ying Yang Twins.
True.
Fitting in a moment.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jussie Jenity here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop New York After Show. I'm joined in studio by my baby mama, Cornelia Stradwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
You know my other baby mama, Nicolette Sensei, don't play girl.
Hey.
He's here again, y'all. Stephon and Warfire Wallace.
I ain't got no kids.
Yet.
Hey, Jordan Sparks sounds crazy sexy on this.
Have you seen this
She's
video?
She's a really attractive woman.
Oh, no, yeah, I know she is, but man, she going there.
She broke up with that dude, too.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you guys check out BlackHollywoodLive.com, music show The Beat. I host, and we had Jordan Sparks in. She's everything. We love her. All right, check that out. Bye. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, Peter Guns is shopping with Erica Mena for a ring for Amina.
Erica, Erica. Mm-hmm. They trying to keep Erica in the storyline, ain't it? Just anywhere. Be somebody's friend. I mean, help us shop. Right.
I just don't think she's being that great of a friend. I think she should have just stuck to Amina's side, you know. But that, as you can see, she's kind of faking it because she overhearing Peter's scenes talking about, oh, yeah, give her a ring. Like, it's going to be better. It's like, blah, blah.
I don't know if I should be doing this, but, like, you know, I believe in, like, true love.
Erica, shut up. As Peter shops at Zales. Like, get out of here.
Okay. I was like, is he getting her Pandora bracelet? Like, what is he
buying? Was that Hinoche? What's that one called?
What is it?
Begin with an H? Whatever.
Jared's, K. Zales, K. Jewelers.
Bitch, Claire's.
The icing.
The icing.
Ooh.
Pan, what's it?
What's, ooh.
Begins with the P. Pandora.
Piercing Pagoda.
Pagoda. Piercing Pagoda?
Shout out to Piercing Pagoda. That's where I got my ears pierced.
No, that's where I got mine too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's right in the middle of the mall at the kiosk.
We did.
What was that in the 96? Because they closed down in the 97.
No. Bitch, that was like 2001.
I'm dating myself, but mine was like 94.
See? Damn.
Damn.
All right, so Peter's ring shopping for Amina. Yeah, I could walk. Realizes that he might really lose Amina. I mean, she went to fucking Germany.
She didn't want your ass to stay there, so... Bye.
I mean, my thing is this. Like, really, Erica, like, I don't know. I could kind of see it being, like, because she's not really friends with Amina. She, like, knows her, and they're cool. So it's, like, she don't really, isn't investing the way, like, a friend would be like, no, bitch, you do not need to be with this man. Mm-hmm. It's best for the child for you not to be with this man.
Yeah.
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 But she ain't thinking like that. She out here with Bow Wow, which...
Yeah. You said child. I'm thinking about Peter. He said, I went to Germany all by myself.
Like, traveled, flying alone is such disdain.
Like, he needed a toddler escort. I'm like, we're so proud of you, Peter.
Like, what, were you going to take Tara with you?
You went potty,
like,
Peter. Good job,
could
Peter.
Could you imagine, like, he Tara, really took Tara?
I said Tara. But, I mean, like, you know, if she... I traveled by myself. Well,
I could
yeah.
totally see him like, hey, babe, you know, I miss you, and I want to have this conversation, but Tara's in the car.
Can you just come back with us?
You know.
Can they come in and they'll watch TV in, like, the family room or something?
You remember? You met him. You met him.
You remember? You remember the kids?
You remember kids?
I thought it'd be good, you know, for your mom and family to meet everyone.
I cannot.
So then we
I came all by myself.
We see Amina goes to meet up with Oren, who she used to. Well, before that, Erica goes and meets up with Amina. Fucking, and the bitch put in her clip-ins and thought she was J-Lo from The Wedding Planner.
Honey, don't she was play. Like, the, I bitch, would the female hitch. Like
no, she was looking beat like, for the goth.
Yeah, J-Lo, first day of Selena, remember the day after she got out of Selena?
She was serving hair.
And sometimes I'm like, Mona, what are y'all trying to like transition Erica into acting? Because sometimes I'd be feeling like they put a soft glow around her when in scenes. She'd just be like, you know. Like, no. I can picture the intro to her on TV. She'd be like, hey guys, it's Erica.
What is
yeah
I don't know, I'm delirious right now. Okay, so
I'm so mad at her ambiguous conversation with I want to tell you something but I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Girl, it's either you don't tell her or you're not going to tell her. Like, you kind of already told her.
It makes you sound like you're fucking her man. So me and Peter meet up, and I can't tell you why or where. Like, and I'd be like, bitch, did you... 384? Like, really, bitch?
Hey, rewind the film when y'all watch it. When she first says that, Amina's brow quivers.
Yeah.
Did you see it quivers?
Yeah.
She was like, no, please don't let it be you too. Not you too.
Oh, my gosh.
You too?
And everything that him. Erica was saying, I mean, it kept putting her head down like,
This is horrible, man. This is
It's conditioning.
What? I mean, but she was low-key happy still, so it was like...
Mm. Well, yeah, because she was like, you know, there's nothing he can really do for me. And she was like, well, I think that, like, it might be that one thing. Like, bitch, just say what it was. Like, now you're out here, like, fucking Helen Keller, like...
Right.
That was so wrong. I'm so sorry.
She should have just told her, it's Peter Jones. Like, there's no...
If you the homie, you're supposed to say, girl, he got you a ring, and I made him get the bigger one. Like, I got us.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't even tell the difference with the bigger one. Like, they both were just really small. Like,
but still.
Peter don't have no money.
He ain't getting... No, wait till we see the ring.
That ring is going to be $85. Okay.
Mona, could you take this out of my check deductible every week?
No, he wait till we see this piece of
Mona's
shit.
Mona's like...
Actually, you know what? No. Peter probably got a bonus check for flying to Germany. He probably got a bonus check for flying to Sandals with Tara. And so that's what he's using this money from.
His per diem?
Yeah.
Stacking his per diem. I ain't gonna eat tonight, y'all. I'm gonna get the ring.
Now, my thing is like, Erica, like, I can understand, like, where you were, like, the fight, the Care Bear for love mm-hmm. in this, but it's just like... But you know what? To even ask that from Erica, like, you don't see what you're doing right now. This girl was ready to walk away.
Yeah.
And you really out here and now gotten her excited. Like, I don't know. I think you get another chance. Like,
yeah, he's going to put the ring on it. And I mean, she's already his wife. Like, what is the ring going to do? I'm already married to you. This is not the first step. We're married. So he's not even acting right. And we're married. And fuck the ring. Yeah.
And it's conditioning. Fuck the ring. So every time you fuck up so bad that I'm about to leave, then you do something amazing. So it's going to take you fucking up every time and me saying, I'm done with this, and then you're going to do
something.
Right. After she's been cheated on for the last 3 seasons, if all it takes is this little band that he's going to buy to get her back on board, she dumb as hell. We knew it. Guys, we knew it.
Well, I mean,
fucked it.
Yeah. We knew it, man. Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping Oren gonna save the day.
Right.
He meets up with Amina. They used to date. He used to be the old music manager for Black Butterfly. She wants to focus on music and wants him to help. He says, I don't understand why you're not popping. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the fucking show?
Right.
Because you're on Love and Hip Hop, Amina.
I mean,
that's why.
Yeah. It sounds like, though, he had her in a good position prior.
Before she Black came Butterfly, on Love and Hip Hop.
They were doing shit with Fabulous. Like, they were out there doing shit.
Mm-hmm. But that was them as a group. So is Erica good? Alone? Solo? Career?
You mean Amina?
I mean Amina. Yeah, I'm still thinking about Erica.
You know, probably not.
Well,
I really believe if she would not have come on this show, or if she would have came on this show, and as soon as Peter started acting crazy, she would have flipped it on Peter and had this whole movement like, you're not going to dog me out, blah, blah, blah.
She ain't got that energy.
She really could have nice had this on her side, and she could have had music.
She could have had like a Sunshine Anderson career.
Yeah, I mean, she could definitely have
songs?
A...
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
She could have a...
Two songs and then carry on with
the thing. She could have a Tanisha Kelly career.
I don't know, because the people, like, catchy, Amina can play
catchy songs. Like, she could have catchy songs, but then that's pretty much it. It's not like it's going to blow up in the charts or anything like that. Like, you know, she's probably going to just be, like chilling.
Three steps below A. Marie.
A. Marie was popping at one point, though.
I know.
Three songs.
I know.
But I don't think she's going to be, like, I don't think she's going to be,
two and a half albums.
I think Amina could have had a chance. I think she could have had a chance. Not a chance like a
deal. Not with fucking Miss Panky tatted on your fucking keyboard, right. Fucking Casio keyboard on your fucking side. So Oren's, you know, nervous that Peter's gonna try and stop her from working with him. I totally see this happening. Mm-hmm. And Amina's like, no, like, I'm in a place where I can stick up for myself.
No, you ain't, girl.
You're not, because the thing is, y'all gonna work together. Peter's gonna get jealous because Oren probably gonna make you a hot ass track, get you up there with French Montana.
Right.
Peter gonna get his fucking dick in the soup, and then all of a sudden one day he's gonna be like, nah, babe, like, you know, we gotta be done with this. And she's gonna do it. She's gonna be like, Oren, I can't do this anymore. Like, Peter's
gonna
leave me.
Hopefully she's just gonna be serious and moves on. Like, I mean, it was clear that she's not over Peter, you know, and he's like, you know, are you officially gonna move on? She was like, yeah. But in the back of her head, she's like, I don't know, he might give me this ring, you know what I'm saying? But like, so we just got to see about that.
She's not about that money then. As soon as he asked her that question and she was like,
oh yeah.
I was like, oh, she's not about this business. Everybody ain't made to make it.
Nope.
Everybody ain't made to go to the top. And if you can honestly tell me that you have a manager who's willing to help you, he has helped you in the past.
And has seen the past three seasons of Love and Hip Hop.
Has seen the past three seasons, wants to work with you.
Willing.
And you know that your husband is going to get in the way with that.
Yep.
If you're willing to be like, I'll take that L, then that's on you. You don't.
But how can you sit there and say that the man that you're going to be with and love for the rest of your life could say something like that? Could stop your career over what? Because he's not happy with himself. Boop. Bye, yeah. Felicia. Moving on to Yandy, Kimbella, and Candy. So they go to this baby shower food tasting thing, which I was like, they gave a lot of fucking food. Like, they look like meals.
Right. Those were healthy portions.
I was into that.
Yeah, it was looking real good.
Red velvet volcano cakes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was with it.
She wants this to be a formal attire baby shower and wants to do a commitment ceremony and change her last name. And the whole thing is that she's wondering if she should tell Mendici's mom beforehand.
I mean, obviously, duh. Like, you know, just to let the mom know what's up. Mm-hmm. Since, I mean, just because his mom has shown that she wants to be a part of these things. You know, I mean, but if the mom didn't even, like, say those type of things, then it wouldn't have mattered. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree with that. But, and on the other hand, you also have to tell Judy. Is it Judy?
Yeah.
Because she's a live wire. She'll lose her mind if you don't tell her in advance, give her the full breakdown, and make sure she's got everything under control. Right. She's crazy.
Her and Johnny, like, have the same syndrome. So
nobody got the
when
Johnny
Yandy met up with Judy, Judy was sitting there. Yandy's, like, trying to explain, and Judy, like...
Yeah, like, she always want a challenge, or she always... She's something, man.
Just, like, confused. Like, Jesse.
I'm nervous, too, now.
Jesse,
I'm uncomfortable.
So why you gotta say like that?
You said shotgun. So this said shotgun. Right. You said shotgun.
Like, I would have been like, bitch, I didn't even know if you were really listening to me or not. You just sit there and you're like,
I thought you passed out. I thought you was dead.
I cannot.
Mama Judy, you good? So they're explaining the commitment ceremony. Just Judy's face cracked me up, that whole situation. You're not going with that.
But trying to explain that commitment ceremony, I kind of feel Judy a little bit, because it sounds like, why are we going through all of this stuff? Y'all just plan a wedding.
No, I get exactly what she was saying.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, you're going to go and get the last name, but why don't you just go get married? Because then what's the point of getting a wedding? You already have the last name.
Because Yandy wants to have
back together again and Yandy, do a wedding?
Well, okay, boop. What are you talking about? Yeah, that's what the fuck family wedding. I'm irritated my brother wants to have a baby shower in fucking June and fucking get married in April. I'm like, that's not convenient for me, and I live in California. So I get it. They want to fucking have their fucking happy little moments. So let them have their moments. But I'm just sitting here. Sorry, this is a little personal. But my thing is like, no. June beauty. Didn't need to know all of that. I understand where Yandy's coming from. It's just changing her name. It's the fact is that she's celebrating her child, the life of this child that's about to come out of her, who's going to have the last name Harris, and she's sitting here like, I'm not a part of my family, like how I want to feel.
No, but okay, it's so extra
she still wants to have the party.
Extra doll.
I personally,
but it's Yandy.
I know
she has volcano red velvet cupcakes.
Yeah, at first I thought it was like kind of weird. I was trying to like figure it out. I was like, I don't really understand what she's trying to do, you know. But then once I saw the actual preview for next week, I was like, okay, I get it.
It's a nice surprise.
Yeah.
But even Yandy got, she said, well, you know, it's kind of an encouragement ceremony for, I think she was saying for Mendeecees.
Yeah.
It's an encouragement for him to follow through on the whole wedding.
Right,
that's tough. You know, I'm like, what is Yandy trying to do? She's really pressing the issue here.
Well,
you can
I
be
didn't
a Harris
take it like
at the court.
I took it as when she said she was trying to motivate him. He felt some kind of way, even though he knew that Vegas wedding situation was last minute, was ratchet. He seemed to feel some kind of way about it.
Definitely.
So it seems like she's doing this to be like, I do want to marry you, and it's taking longer than you know that you would hope. But I'm just do this, and then we're still gonna get married.
That's gonna be so to freaking
appease
cute.
To appease him.
You saw him put his head down. He was like,
yeah,
so cute.
Because she is fighting for the wedding. I don't. Everybody wants her to just have some type of shotgun wedding, like Judy was debating with her. But she is fighting to have an actual wedding. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Mad at her.
Oh, yeah. All right. Moving on from that, we get Rich and Cisco. Rich shopping for his Shelto Adidas.
That's funny. I don't know why they never brought up Strawberry. Like, that's where all the drama even started with Johnny. Like,
I banged that bitch in your fucking bathroom.
You over her now?
Yeah.
You know, Rich come in. You know, I'm always got trouble with the ladies.
Cisco seemed like such a yes man in that little moment, didn't he? Yeah, Rich, everything you say
Despicable
is
cool. Me.
What'd you say? What? Sky's green? Yeah, sky's green then. You know, I'm like, damn, calm down. Like, get off
Cisco
of
don't
Rich's
know how to act. You don't know how to act, you know. Cisco's just like, yeah, man.
Anything
I'm just on
say.
The show. Cool, yeah, man. Whatever you want to say, man. All right, cool. Yeah, man, you know, like, shit, this is our scene right here. We're just going to be like, yes, man, you know what I'm saying?
No, wait, can we, I want to talk respectfully about Cynthia.
Like, yo.
I was like, who's Cynthia?
Right,
oh, he's really taking it to heart.
I was like, who's Cynthia? Did we get a character? Is this like Demetra from Real Housewives of Atlanta? Like, she just come in?
Oh,
then,
right.
Like, I'm like, who the fuck is Cynthia? All right, Sin Santana. We're going to use her full government. And then they start going into this beast mode conversation,
right,
which I was like, oh, Transformers, unite. Like, beast mode, you know what I mean? I'd be in the bed, beast mode. I'd be over here, beast mode. I'd be like, beast mode. You know, when we go to Vegas, beast mode in Massachusetts, beast mode in Florida, like, Kentucky. Like,
two things. Guys who talk about beast mode that hard and that tough
are not beasts.
They are not beasts. And secondly, anything that they're knocking down looks like the bottom of this mug.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Because if you talk about them,
we ran through them. They were roaches.
Anybody like trashing them streets. You know, he looked like he trashing them sheets.
He looked like he fucked bitches with fucking scuffed up red bottoms.
That's why he's so obsessed with Sin, because he ain't never dated a fine woman before. That's why he acts this way. He ain't never had a fine woman.
Oh, he was ever. Like... When he was talking about her, he was lighting up. Like, he was like,
he's done.
You know,
open.
She going to be the one. Like, of course she is. She's fine as hell.
She's
like,
perfection.
You know, she's like a girl you would always want to be with. But
she's
just
above
go.
Him.
Get your facts right. Okay, boo boo.
She knows all your tea.
Honey.
He was literally blushing, and I don't know if you use that for like a man.
Oh, wait, we're not there. We're not there yet.
Okay.
Looking like a pillowcase.
He came with him. He's looking like Pillsbury Doughboy.
I'm
so
excited. I can't
wait. He said he'll slow down his beast mode if Sin wants to get serious. So Sin goes and meets up with Chrissy.
Put that jersey up. Like, what jersey?
Please, I need a jersey.
Jersey? Get out of here.
You don't even own a jersey. All you own is that Gap fleece.
With dirty white beater hanging around.
How long were y'all in the studio? Y'all know more about music than me. How long are you in the studio to make a song, not an album?
With somebody who can't sing and you have to add a lot of auto-tune,
might be in there.
Could be month.
Jeez. Okay.
You know, I don't know what the situation is.
It was probably there for 2 days.
That's what I'm saying.
Cisco thought it was a lifetime.
I don't feel like...
Every time we work with each other
all the time now.
You know, we spend so much time together.
No, I mean, I think that she was a new artist.
She wasn't there for 2 hours.
She's never done a recording or nothing, you know, before. So I think it probably had to take her a minute.
Probably helped write it.
Yeah, and they probably, vibed on writing it. And, like,
and she was probably cute because she didn't know what to do. Like, oh, do I sing now?
So like a week.
When do I sing?
Yeah, probably like a week.
He fell in love in a week.
That's what I'm saying. Honey. And not only did he fall in love in a week, I'm thinking while he blushed and talking about he gonna retire his jersey and all this other good stuff. I'm like, yo, your new baby is only what, 4 or 5 months?
Right.
That's just what I'm saying. There's just like fresh sperm everywhere. Like, why are we like?
You in love?
Just stop. Just stop, Cisco. Just calm the fuck down.
He's never talked to a fine woman. No fine woman has ever gotten that close to him. Mm-hmm. Because most fine women be like, "Get your ass away from me."
Please don't touch me.
Well, because I was really like trying to like get into him, like whenever like he was talking on the screen to her, and I was like, oh yeah, he has no chance.
Mm-mm. I was Mm-mm. laughing.
But it's like
so
you can't
much.
Be a fucking bum and ugly. You know what I mean? Like, what do they say? Pick a struggle. Like,
and you missed that
window. Like, because at least, you know what I mean? He could look cute if he was, like, a charmer and a nice guy and, like, that big teddy bear, like, oh. So, but you aren't. You're a dirtbag. Yeah. You're sleeping with girls. Mm-hmm. You have bitches hanging out in a fucking prostitute
you're a beast,
hostel.
You're a beast.
Yeah. You put up girls in a hostel.
Like, I can't.
Because I'm a beast. Go stay in the hostel.
All right. So, Sin and Chrissy, you know, Sin wants some advice. She wants to nip this Cisco situation in the butt. Chrissy, I was into the style, the little fishtail braids.
Mm-hmm. I know, I was like, okay, girl, keep it cute.
Chrissy talks about, you know, the trip with Chinks. She said she's mad that Chinks didn't show her his house, which is fucking weird. Yeah, that's Chrissy, weird. Like, hey, Veronica, hey, kids, this is the bitch I'm fucking.
Right.
And one of the kids is like, I saw her in a magazine.
Which one? Straight Stuff.
The thing is, their relationship is clearly public now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what do you have to lose, Chinks? What do you have to lose?
But, like, why? Like, it doesn't have to be that yet. Like, it's like baby steps. Like, you just met my dad.
Yeah.
They haven't even signed divorce papers.
But he already lives with her.
Mm-hmm.
He already is staying at her apartment. So you pack this one and move to another one. What's the difference?
I mean, yeah.
What is the difference?
He low-key is about to pull it off. He's close to pulling off having both.
But he's
having his cake and eating too.
No, he ain't going to get both at the end of this.
At the end of the day, he's not. But he was close to it.
But at the end of the day, if he really wanted to be with Chrissy, he would say, all right, yeah, I'll move in. Point blank. Because he already lives
there.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he does already live there.
He already lived there. That's why I don't understand why he got so upset.
Because
your stuff is already in my apartment, so I'm just going to box it up and move it to the other apartment.
I think he's doing something wrong. He knows that the situation ain't fully that. Like, I don't know if he's really 100% committed to Chrissy.
That's crazy.
Because it's like,
he seems like he is.
I can understand him saying, like, you don't tell me things. Like, how you expect me, like, you're going to move. Because I thought he was going to just get mad she was looking for an apartment, period.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like, oh, where's it at? Like, that's nice. Like, and all he has to say, don't look for a place. No one gonna tell me where I'm gonna move. Like, she's not. She's saying, do you want to move in with me or do you not want to be with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because y'all are supposed to be in this committed situation.
Right.
Like, he go through withdrawals or something.
He'd be, like, spazzing out.
Yeah, he gets kind of weird with
mm-hmm.
it.
So, Chinks and them are talking, and she tells him about the apartment. And he bugs out, and she just feels like basically she's number two.
Which she is.
He's married. Yeah.
Adios. I don't speak Spanish.
Like, you comprende, though.
Right.
Like, you knew adios meant something. Okay.
I'm mad.
Right, because you should have thought it was a drink.
So so his home is in D.C.
Yeah.
He's doing the music in New York.
Yeah.
So when he's in New York, he stays with Chrissy.
Mm-hmm.
So if Chrissy says, we're moving here, I don't know how much say-so you have.
You don't. It's like
you
the holiday.
Don't.
It's like the Holiday Inn. When they tell you have to move rooms, you have to move rooms because where else are you going to stay?
You have. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's mad. Like, he's not going to be in the apartment. Like, what are you going to do? And you're going to move. Here's your key.
Well, Cisco.
What else you
gonna do? Well, no. Cisco has a room open in the hostel now. Because
no, he got an Airbnb. Okay. Right. No, he's been somebody's house.
The older beetle, the roach that runs
it. Whatever her name was. Cisco and Sin meet up. Cisco got a private room at his favorite restaurant. You actually probably would have had her heart if you took her to Chipotle.
She did like that.
This motherfucker was cupcaking harder than fucking Care Bear.
She was not into it. He was such a Care Bear.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what?
I can't look at you right now.
Like, for real.
Yo, he was so excited.
So hard.
His cute little heart was beating.
He was so cute. I was like, despicable me with a little dandelion, like.
This was so funny to me. I laughed and laughed and laughed.
No, Canelo was dead ass, like, dying in this
scene. What he gets.
Karma's a bitch.
That's what you get for dogging out old girl in Atlanta. You dogged out Diamond Strawberry, even though she's crazy.
Right.
You've been saying you've been out here in these streets. Mm-hmm. That's what you get. You can't date a fine woman, Cisco. I'm sorry.
He just don't have it. And he let... Okay, so... If you do have game, let's just say.
Cisco can date a hot girl because if Molly Mall can fucking find these bitches. But Molly Mall and Cisco look like they fucking carved from the same fucking.
But Molly Mall was using words like organic. It was like, I just want the relationship to become organic to our situation and what we deal with at the time. Cisco don't have that type of game with the cutoff sleeves. He went to dinner with Molly Mall. With a cutoff on.
Molly looked like he got a little bit more money. You know, he'd have been around a little bit longer.
Yeah, he'd be flexing his cash, honey.
He has a fucking exotic tiger in his bed.
Cisco might have even still had a chance if when Sin got there, he did the whole private room and that whole thing, and then he kind of let her run it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he would have took control, you know what I'm saying?
Hot.
It would have been sexy. He might have had a chance, but he let her run it. He sat down like, tell me, are we going to be together?
Like, they didn't even have dinner.
Here's the deal.
They didn't even have dinner. Nope. Yeah, he wasn't like, all right, well, hold on. Like, I want us to get this.
Yeah,
like, he
really just said it right. Have a dude walk in and say, yeah, get that thing I told you and get that bot. Yeah, baby. So,
Cisco's not doing that. Yeah, that would have been everything.
You feel me? She'd have been like, Ray who? Because Ray is beating those... draws
okay.
up.
She loving some like, Ray.
Let me go see this dude right quick, Ray, and I'm going to text you when I get out of here.
Yeah, right. She was just thinking about her man.
He expressed his feelings. She shuts him down. He said,
2 minutes. Wow.
She's like, we're business partners. He's like, well, we did one record. Like, calm down, Sin. We're not business partners. He's like, you know, you can have it.
I'm not doing an album with you.
Right.
Like,
you can have the whole record. And then she goes on to say, fuck. Okay, well, this just isn't working for me.
Yeah, like, tried to be nice to him. Her first approach did not work
at all. Why they just keep it fucking real.
She
like, you shouldn't
nice,
have did all this. Like, Cisco, no, I don't want to meet you at a restaurant. Like, I'm not into you like that. No shade. Like, I'm thankful for what you did with that. Like, you know, if you want a percentage off of the record, I understand that. Like, let's do it. I'm not into you. I'm not going to meet up with you at a fucking diner. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
we can meet up at a hot
anything,
dog. Where's the Shake Shack?
Like, they did not even eat anything.
And it was way too awesome.
Some people just belong in the friend zone.
Ray!
It just isn't working for me. All right, moving on to Johnny.
Not into it.
Let's talk about friend zones.
Oh, Lord.
Or ones that are delusional and just never put themselves in the friend zone.
Business and pleasure. Here we go again.
Right. Hi. Johnny vents on Twitter about wanting to leave Rich as his manager, and she has to meet up with Rich's mom.
Whom I love that we got a chance to meet.
We've met her before.
We saw her a couple of seasons ago.
That's my first time.
Why does Johnny always put that baby voice on when she's talking to everybody else except these dudes?
Hey, how are you?
She's like, baby doll.
How are you doing? Nice to meet you. Can I talk to Rich real quick? Thank you.
But she never stares at the person either when she talks to him.
No, she's freaking crazy, yo. She crazy, yo.
I ain't messing with this chick.
She's like, Judy, see another one, you gotta be like...
No,
are you real?
She's like, hey.
Put her finger under her nose.
Let me,
I just can't.
Rich meets up with Johnny at that bar to promote his record, his liquor. And Rich and Johnny talk.
I'm so mad the owner was there and this all went down.
This is, no, Rich was like, look, this bitch is crazy. Like, we can't get into any other bars. Like, you know, I'll give you a hookup on the liquor. Mm-hmm. You know, she's probably going to do something crazy. Like, I know you don't open till 6, so can we?
Yeah.
So they're talking. Johnny apologizes at first for saying she wanted to leave.
Okay.
She's really good at being the first to apologize at things.
Yeah.
Too bad she can't stick with the apology.
I don't know, though. You apologizing, but you said you said what you said on the internet. That's not like a...
And that was... Yeah.
It's not an apologizing type situation. It's like, that's more like, that's final.
Well, she never also gives him, like, enough time to, like... She'll, like, say something really deep, or, like, for her deep. And he'll, like, half-ass listen to it. But then it's like, as soon as he starts talking, she starts cussing him out. Like, tonight, she goes, I gave you all of me when my dude died last year. I thought I could never love someone.
Really,
and then as soon as he starts to talk, she's like, you fuck me and other bitches? Like, okay, let's get back to your dead boyfriend and what I did for you. Yeah. And, like, let's talk about it.
Breathe for a second.
Clearly, you were in a place where we were fucking and you were in your feelings about your ex and you washed them off on me.
0 to 100, like, she really be spazzing.
I feel really bad for her.
Me too.
Yeah, she just really don't know how to control.
It was like,
I was at Six Flags.
It was like, gosh,
pandemonium.
Calm to angry, calm to miserable,
To
about to kill everybody. Yeah. Tasmanian devil. She is the Tasmanian
devil. That's frightening.
Johnny starts yelling, "What the fuck you here for? What the fuck you here for? What you here for? What you here for? What you here for? What you here?" Starts standing up. The securities are pushing him.
I brought you here.
Yeah.
I was meeting Corey.
Why do they all these people yell the same things? Like, that's a common theme in Love and Hip Hop.
What are you here for? Why are you here?
She would have scared the fuck out of me.
Why are you here?
I don't know. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know.
I was just like,
so she's screaming at him.
Tara's like, Peter, why are you here? Everybody's like, why are you here?
No one knows why anyone's here.
What were you doing? Like, yeah.
Amina said to Erica, why were you there?
Why do you guys keep on showing up to places that you shouldn't be there?
You don't like her? Well, why were you there? Rich says, why you act like that? Johnny says, that's how you make me. Whoa.
Okay.
Nacho Libre.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go on Johnny's side real quick. The fact that he is still fucking her.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That's going to make her crazy. It'd be different if they weren't even fucking. Then this would just be like on some stalker shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the fact that he still was giving up the D to her. You know what I'm saying?
Rich is
she messing with her head. So you know what? Low key, he do kind of deserve to just yell the truth out. I mean, shoot, if you can't get it through his head just by, you know, having this relationship, fucking whatever. So maybe you do sometimes have to turn up. You know what I'm saying? If they don't get it. You know, obviously she turns up a little bit too hard. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's her own way of like, damn, you still ain't hearing me. You still fucking me. But you still ain't listening to what I gotta say.
No, he totally deserves this. Because it's like, Rich just be putting his dick in anything. It's like, fucking, I could throw a bear trap on the ground. Be like, Rich, put your dick in that. And he'd be like, he knows what's gonna happen, but...
But nobody's responsible for your own vagina except you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he can still be trying to get at you, but if you don't let him get none of the cat, then we won't be dealing with this. Stop sleeping with Rich. He said last week that he didn't love you. The week before that, y'all had a problem. 2 weeks before that, y'all had a problem. And you still giving him the draws?
In the bathroom at restaurants.
She gave him the draws at the CC's pizza. You still wondering why.
It was Rev pizza.
Well, Rich only... He preys on emotionally unstable
the Pizza
women
Hut salad
because
bar.
They're very. he knows he's that emotionally unstable women are
Red Lobster sizzling shrimp on Sunday.
I'm sorry, Stephon. I'm talking about Johnny getting in the bathroom.
I can't believe how many people have had sex in the bathroom in this one season.
In this one season.
Like,
one
is that
season.
The thing to do? I think that's disgusting. I hardly even want to use a public bathroom. Okay?
I wouldn't even take a shit in public bathroom.
Let
like,
alone, like...
Like, what are you sitting on?
Wash my hands. I still can't even touch the door handle.
No, but, like, are you putting a little paper thing down?
I don't even do that.
Hold on. I want to give it to you.
Like... No, I hardly even want to touch the door handle.
I feel like I get a venereal disease just from touching the fucking bathroom door. Like
no
sometimes
time.
It just be wet in there.
So it's like...
Are you going to carve diamonds like... Well, she's getting fucked like carving diamond and Rich were here.
She would do this. She would around it.
Oh, my gosh. As they were like...
As she's just banging
like,
around, she's like...
And she's just like...
I don't like this. I do this.
Oh, my God. Get the fuck out of here. I'm done.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
So done.
Her face is up against the stomach.
Oh my gosh, no, for real, straight up though.
Oh my god, we have to finish.
She looks back, she's like, I am done right now.
Just think.
She looked back at him and said, are you done yet?
Look back at him.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're done.
She turned around and said, you fucking done yet? Are you fucking done?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cry.
Emotionally unstable women, Rich has been taken advantage of
straight
for his whole life.
Oh my god.
And then he reaps, this is the repercussions of the women that he chooses.
Well, he must be putting it down because they keep giving him chances.
I know.
He must be amazing in
you
the
know
sack.
What? Or these girls are just desperate to be on television.
Yeah, these bitches are willing to get fucked in fucking Subway.
Fucking Quiznos. Put up with no trash in the cheese. Say if it's trash, you can't put up with it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but Diamond don't even know if he's trash or not.
Right.
Diamond
giving
him the first shot. She ain't never even. She went the first time in the bathroom.
The good guy, right.
Honey, Diamond been watching this since season one. She knows who the fuck she's dealing with. She knew the key players. Mm-hmm. You gotta find that key player. Mm-hmm. Thirst be real. We went to a situation. We should some thirst. Yeah, never mind. All right, so Rich says, look, you know what? I got you. He pulls out this fucking, gives this whole fucking damn speech. Talking about, oh, you know, I was going to get you this present from my friend Tyler. And, you know, because you were going to join with Rich Dollars Medium. Like, this is the nicest thing that you've ever done for any of your artists. Like, because you're clearly not getting them any number one hits. He tells her to tear up the contract. You and me are over. I'm done. Bam. Gave her the watch. But then I think he took it back because when she was crying, the watch was gone.
It wasn't there.
Right. He probably came back in like, actually, I need it.
It was just a sample.
I'm actually going to send that to Paris. Mm-hmm. To Princess Peach.
I actually had to return it because they just told me I could use it for the shot. So I'm just going to take it back to them.
I actually have to say the name is product placement.
That's all that was.
This is a Casio Quartz.
Hey, while I'm shitting on your life and ripping you to shreds. Casio Quartz right here. And don't forget my liquor. On that note, let's head to predictions.
Y'all killed me already.
Jesse murdered
you. Went there. Right
Cisco can't get with the pretty girl, so he goes back to his baby mama. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be like, baby.
Please, baby, please. Get out of
the
here.
The baby's only 4 months. He's supposed to go back. Go back
she
and just
told
be
him
with
to
her.
Kick rocks.
She should tell him to kick rocks. He done left her for two other bitches, and now he come back when he realized, oh, the pretty bitch ain't gonna get with me. The semi-pretty bitch ain't gonna get me. Guess I gotta go back to the basic bitch.
Gotta go back. Mm. And she crying, so she gonna take him back. And she got them kids.
She's gonna need some sort of support. She's gonna be like, you need to make some sort of...
No. She shouldn't. Yeah, she has children. I don't know what it's like to have kids. However... Nobody should be with Cisco right now. He's not a good guy.
He needs a break.
He's a bad guy. Yeah.
He needs to focus on his music right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We get Yandy and Mendices. That look cute. We get Chinx versus Chrissy again.
Right. Turning up.
I think that's going to dissolve.
Yeah, I do too.
It's a wrap.
And Chrissy going to have to find some new dick because I want her on next season.
And mm-hmm. I stand on Chrissy's the best thing Chinx could get.
You think so?
I think she's above him.
I think...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, as
the way
in,
she
like,
mix it up and look...
her attitude. Yeah, like I feel
no,
like
she be changing like she's a video game character. Like I can't.
She be keeping Grand it spicy. She you know she keep it spicy.
No, she definitely
warm.
Does.
And she probably cooks every night.
Yeah,
she keep it live.
She really be probably really just being wifey. Like
yeah, and that's all she want to be.
Down ass bitch. 50 Shades of Grey. She would be like, take me to the room.
For real. I would not put that past her.
She just be waiting. What does she have to wait in the room like?
With the ball in her mouth.
She'd be like, oh, where are the handcuffs, Jinx? Where are the handcuffs?
What happened to us today?
I'm so overtired.
Where are the
that's
handcuffs,
what.
Jinx?
And then finally, oh, we get Peter
Jinx.
Giving. Wait, we get Peter giving Amina the ring, but why was it not in a box? And
it
why
was,
was
in
it
his pocket? In his pocket?
He probably had it in a sock.
Yo.
Could you imagine he take his Nike off?
No, I imagine there was like lint probably on the ring. Like, you know, the lint that'd be coming out the jean pockets.
Fingerprints all over.
Oh,
like,
hell, I don't know. Like, Amina diamonds should... probably scratched up. He probably has some coins in there with it. Like,
it's a little bent.
Amina should accept the ring and say, cool, this is going to cover those last 3 months' rent. Thank you. But now, listen. I'm going
to
be with
she
Orion
needs to
or whatever.
Take the ring and then call Tara, take a picture of it, and say, is this yours? Because he probably took it out of her belongings.
Ooh,
it probably belongs to someone else. Like, this is what
because he's dirt.
No, I would have went to fucking Toys R Us and looked in little 25-cent machine rings and be like, okay, it ain't here.
Matching them.
It ain't from here.
Okay.
And then finally, we get a star guest appearance.
He didn't even, like, get down on his knee. Literally, he was just like,
he was leaned back. Yo, you want this?
I can't.
Like, you know, look what I did for you.
You like.
He's so...
Bitch, you ain't thankful? You know, I don't know what to do with Tara. Where'd you go, Peter? Why were you there?
Why were you there?
More importantly, that's what Daryl Strawberry gonna be saying to Diamond next week.
Yes.
Why are you on this show?
Why are you on this fucking show?
This show. I'm glad he's there, though. At least, yeah, you know, showed up as a father.
Right. I'm kind of nervous to see what kind of advice he's going to give
right,
her.
We'll
I'm
see.
A little bit scared.
You know he got the ministry out in Orlando.
Well,
so.
I hope he brings her to the fucking ministry.
Bring her to Jesus, Daryl. Bring her to Jesus.
Somewhat. Like, you know what? She could be on Preachers of Miami something. Or whatever it's called. Yeah.
That
could have
been cute.
That's what Diamond needs to be on with. Little My Lisa. And she can be like the little trouble. You know what I mean? She can get caught sucking dick in the fucking altar. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Jesse.
I mean, I'm just saying. On that note, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canelia.
At Since They Don't Play.
At I Am More Fire.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.